Hello and welcome. It's our number four of our radio program. And we put on our tinfoil hat. We go down Conspiracy Theory Boulevard. I'm going Deep State Illuminati. One of the big stars in the NBA was persona non grata in a key showcase matchup, Golden State playing the Philadelphia 76ers. You know who didn't play? Ben Simmons. Now, Ben Simmons was out of the lineup. They said he had an illness, but it was very vague. There's a conspiracy out that Ben Simmons missed the game against the Warriors because he was afraid of going against Steph Curry, who lit up Philadelphia in that game, had a monster performance, a Mona Lisa performance. We discuss whether or not we buy Ben Simmons sitting out because he's afraid of Steph Curry. That and more. It's coming your way right now in hour number four. Now, he didn't do that, right? I mean, that can't be true. Well, it actually could be true. But what is it? It's about a basketball star who has been accused of doing the old sidestep, the old switcheroo, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we speak from the bully pulpit coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the bakery, cooking up piping hot sports takes all night and morning long here on Fox Sports Radio. Our doors are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never close in sports radio. Always open. So our lead this hour comes, and I'm doing a little bit of a change up on the fly here because the story I was thinking about talking about, I was like, well, maybe this is worthy of conversation. But the more I think about it, this is a great story. And I never want to leave a great story on the table. And I was going to talk about something else, but this really just resonated with me. And it revolves around the Golden State-Philadelphia game. It's from the NBA, obviously, but it's not about Steph Curry. Steph Curry put up an oil painting. I don't know if you saw it. It was a showcase game. Curry scored 20 of his 49 points in the final 7 minutes. And the Golden State Warriors, who seemingly are shorthanded just about every night, pulled away to get the win there in Philly. And Steph Curry putting up historically good numbers for Golden State. However, that's not the good story for us in sports talk radio. Don't bury the lead, my man. It is all about who didn't play and why they didn't play. We're talking about Ben Simmons. I give you Ben Simmons' stat line, but he didn't have one. He didn't play. Did you see the story that's bouncing around Ben Simmons? Maybe not. Maybe you're out of the loop. Well, I'll get you caught up to speed. So early in the day, in the afternoon, it had been reported that Ben Simmons might not play for Philadelphia in the game on Monday night against the Warriors. And it turned out he did not. He was not in the Sixers lineup. He was not available to Doc Rivers. And Simmons said that, and the team actually said he was out with an illness. They were rather vague about it. It was something to do with his stomach. Not everyone believing that company line that was being parroted by the Sixers, that Ben Simmons was actually dealing with an illness. There were whispers that were bouncing around the media in Philadelphia. Some of them started by Howard Eskin, longtime Philadelphia media mogul, that indicated that Ben Simmons was feeling nauseous at the idea of playing the Warriors. Now, why would Ben Simmons not want to play the Golden State Warriors? Well, there's a guy we mentioned, Steph Curry. Pretty good offensive player, and if Steph Curry were to have a big performance, that would look badly upon Ben Simmons. And so he didn't play because of that. So let us discuss. Now, at first glance, this sounds absurd. But the question, what are the odds that Ben Simmons, an NBA star, I think he's overrated, but he's an NBA star, that Ben Simmons skipped out on playing Steph Curry, and this is a phantom of the NBA illness? Now, I am going to set the odds at minus 1,000. The more I think about this and the more I think about everything and look at all the anecdotal evidence, minus 1,000, Ben Simmons didn't play because he was avoiding Steph Curry like you would avoid the bubonic plague. I think that's a 90% chance. I'm going out, putting my neck out, 90%. Now, my thoughts on this, you've got the Pentagon, Vince Vaughn, and Feline. And we will combine all of these things together. Now, to tip off, Ben Simmons, again, this is all anecdotal, but Ben Simmons has been hell-bent on being what? Defensive Player of the Year. It's very important to him. He's gone to great lengths, along with the franchise, the campaign for that accolade. Simmons and the Sixers PR department have been putting a full court press on the basketball media cartel, and the NBA media love it. They soak it all up there, and they've been feeding, the Sixers have all kinds of propaganda to prop up Ben Simmons' campaign as the defensive stopper of the year. They're building up the legend of Ben Simmons as this brick house, right? The brick house defender. He's a mythical lumberjack, Ben Simmons, living out in the woods somewhere. He is the stopper. He is the lock. Lockdown defender. He's so good, right? He's so good. The Pentagon call Ben Simmons. They say, the people of the Pentagon, hey, we need help on defense. Let's call Ben Simmons. This is the kind of crap that's getting tossed around. So the theory is rather simple. Think of it like the playground, right? Playground rules. All that work goes out the window. All the hype and all the buildup go out the window. If Ben Simmons goes out and gets pantsed, like on the playground, by Steph Curry. And the way Steph Curry's playing right now reminds me of myself, Moneyball Maller, knocking down all those three-point shots. You're better off just taking a sick day. It makes sense. And part B of this. So Ben Simmons of the Sixers, we mentioned it, and it bears repeating. He is not one of those guys that says it's team over individual. No, it's individual over team. It's all about me, 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 me. He wants the accolades. He's not bashful about it. He's not alone, by the way, but he's been pretty outspoken about this, how important it is to him, as we said, and we pointed this out, that, you know, sudden stomach illness, the cooties, the Steph Curry cooties, it seems a wee bit too convenient. Just a wee bit too convenient, right? Now, I am going tinfoil hat guy on this. I got to get my tinfoil hat. Sign me up for the Illuminati, the deep state, however you want to say it. During the first matchup, here's some more circumstantial evidence. During the first matchup between Philadelphia and Golden State, Ben Simmons played in that game. You know who didn't play in that game? Steph Curry, when they were in Northern California. And before you dismiss this as a possibility, these guys are competitors. They would never, never do this. Professional athletes, they live for these matchups. I'm shaking my head no. It's not always true. It's not always true. We have seen others channel their inner Vince Vaughn and remake Dodgeball. Happens quite a bit in a sport like baseball, for example, and it happens in basketball too, although it doesn't get publicized because guys fake injuries. And so you don't really know when they're dodging an opponent and when they're not. But in baseball, typically what happens is when a great pitcher, one of the top five pitchers in baseball, is on the mound, suddenly the headliners on the other team grab some bench. They don't play. It's a bunch of backups. That happens quite a bit in the sport of baseball. And in basketball, you do see these things pop up from time to time, like weeds and players avoiding playing dodgeball with certain other players. All right, final word on this. So based on everything I laid out, an anecdotal, circumstantial evidence case, until proven otherwise, the court of Mahler, we say that Ben Simmons is in the feline category. Scaredy cat. So I would eliminate Simmons from Defensive Player of the Year honors if this is proven correct, if there is more to come out. And this is the kind of thing that typically comes out down the line in a podcast. Ben Simmons at some point will be the old guy, and at some point he'll be doing a podcast, and he'll say, oh yeah, yeah, I didn't play that game, but I was fine. I just didn't want to play against Steph Curry. Scaredy cat. If true. If there's also a possibility that it's not, but I'm leaning heavily towards it is true. And we don't think that Simmons is the kind of guy that relishes the opportunity to shut down the opposition. He would like his thumb on the scale and prove me wrong, right? Prove me wrong. And we brought up several times this week the Rudy Gobert lie. Philadelphia, Utah matched up. Rudy Gobert, chief rival for Defensive Player of the Year honors in the NBA in Salt Lake. And Ben Simmons had 41 points and has repeated multiple times in front of the camera that, hey, Rudy Gobert, I put up 41 points against Rudy Gobert. Well, turns out that when Gobert was actually guarding Ben Simmons, Simmons only had 9 points and did not shoot the ball very well at all. But hey, keep spinning the dreidel. Keep spinning the dreidel round and round. Why not? Oy vey. It is the Ben Mahler Show as we press on. We'll take your calls here in a moment. I did want to mention the story I was going to rant about, Brad Stevens. He made some comments prior to the Celtics game that caught my attention. Celtics played the Bulls, and so much for the Celtics being back. They've been playing well recently. They ended up taking it on the chin to the Chicago Bulls. Holy Nikola Vucevic, Batman. But Chicago did get the win in that game. So the Bulls, who are terrible, the Celtics had gotten back above 500. But Brad Stevens, get to the point, please. So Brad Stevens, coach of the Celtics, before the game, told the Boston media mob that the Indiana college job never was officially offered to him in any sort of actual agreement or package that was presented. Now, Woj had reported that it was a 10-year, $70 million deal. And it was interesting because of the way that Stevens phrased it and also the way that Woj phrased it, because Stevens came across as denying the story completely, but Woj said in his report, it actually corroborated what Woj had said. He never claimed that Brad Stevens was actually offered the 10-year contract for $70 million. It was just that Indiana was preparing to offer him that. So what it sounded like to me, reading the room here on the Brad Stevens quote, is that this was all done, my spidey senses tell me this was all done through back channels, intermediaries. As these things are usually adjudicated, if you will, Indiana through a headhunting service and middle brokers, middlemen, attempted to get a deal done. And it was presented in a way where it was mutually beneficial, where if Brad Stevens had said yes through his agent that he wanted the Indiana job, then Indiana would have formally offered him a 10-year, $70 million contract. Since Brad Stevens indicated he didn't want the job, then it's mutually beneficial for both to say, Brad Stevens to say, I was never offered the job. He's not necessarily wrong. He's not necessarily wrong. And Indiana can say, no, we didn't offer him 10 years and $70 million. They're not technically wrong. They had to settle for Mike Woodson. So essentially, the Indiana job will be opened up in 3 or 4 years, if not sooner. And so we'll be doing this dance again with Brad Stevens. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Mahler. If you would like to be part of the festivities, that's at Ben Mahler. You can be part of the fun. So not headed to the PGA Tour anytime soon. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
4 out of 5 nocturnal listeners to Sports Radio choose the Ben Maller Show to combat insomnia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your help to grow the Maller Militia. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Later this hour, Sight the Bite, the great sports radio mystery for your dancing and dining pleasure. Mr. Nice Guy, when Ben Simmons, when Steph Curry comes to town, he's got a guy ducking down, the meme. I've noticed that saying memes on radio does not really usually work. Just Josh in Cincinnati writes and says, stomach illness, my ass. You cannot be defensive player of the year if you're going to hide and be a pussy willow and not go out on the court and try to shut down one of the most prolific scorers in the league. Load management killing the product. Well, it's not really load management if you're intentionally doing it to avoid an opponent. Load management is when you're resting because some voodoo medicine guy claims if you play X number of minutes and X number of games in a row or in a week, your body's going to fall apart, and you know, that's the BS there. Rob in Vegas says, Ben, did you say that Ben Simmons missed the game because of a tummy ache? Oh, I'm sure. I sure hope Caitlyn Jenner didn't mess around with Mr. Simmons there. The curse of dating a Kardashian / Jenner is all too real and may have struck again. I hope I am wrong. So he says. And we will yap the morning away here. Let's take some calls, though. Who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Pick a call. Let's say hello to Chris, who's in Massachusetts. What's going on, Chris? Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Chris, if I was any better, Chris, I would be a Celtic, but not a Boston Celtic because they lost to the Bulls.
That's what I was called. I'm really like, he should have taken the $70 million. Just take that Cisco, go back to college. Because he's lost it. That's what they're talking about, Ben. He's lost the room. It's evident. What do you think? And if before you let me go, can I ask you one other question, too? Because I love your Ben's Maller of money. One quick question before you get to the Brad Stevens. Should have taken the money. Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I was just thinking about, where would you put the odds, because you're great at this, on Bill Belichick and trading up or trading out of 15? Because that's what they're talking about. Like, what's the odds, you think? What would you put it on?
All right, so as far as, like, Belichick actually, well, you asked, like, three questions, which is fine, Chris. I'm fine with that. The chances that the Patriots should actually trade up plausibly to get a quarterback, based on the track record of Belichick, he's never drafted a quarterback in the first round. You would put that at plus 5,000, meaning there's like a less than 2% chance. About a less than 2% chance of that actually happening. And I think it's much more likely, based on, you know, reading the comments coming out of New England and also just from the general sense around the NFL, that the Patriots, if they keep the pick at 15, they would, even if there was a, let's say there was a quarterback on the board, they would skip over the quarterback because Belichick doesn't want to play. He's not going to play a rookie quarterback, so why bother drafting one? And I think as far as the trading down possibility, I think that would be the most likely outcome. I don't know if you want to put the odds away, but minus 180 or something like that, which I think is, I think it's around 65% if I remember, but not the math guy. And as far as Brad Stevens, if you're Brad Stevens, you keep the Celtic job because an NBA job's better than a college job. And Brad Stevens knows, and you know this to be true, Chris, at any given moment, if the Celtics get tired of Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge gets rid of him, which there's no indication that's going to happen at all, but if that were to happen, Brad Stevens would have his choice of Big Ten and ACC jobs. He could pretty much go anywhere he wants, any of the available jobs, and would be able to hand select any of them. All right, let's go to the phones again. Sean the Hood Guy is up next in La La Land. What's going on, Sean the Hood Guy?
It's a DMX call, baby. Rest in peace to the homie X. So I'm this month, 1999, April 17th. best show I ever seen, better than Jay-Z. Tell you something, Ben. I've been checking out these football players, man. They've been putting hands on a lot of guys, man. These guys are acting like they females. They want to take everybody to court for suing. What Aaron Donald did, he just put upside the guy's head, put hands on him. What Olu Smith did, he just get tired and get frustrated. He just put hands on guys. But, Ben, I was involved in a little road rage the other day.
Is that right? You had, what happened? Give me the details.
I was taking my son to football practice. And I just got another car, and the guy that tried to get around me, he almost knocked my rearview mirror off. So I'm like, hey, man, why don't you watch where you going? So the guy started cussing me out, started saying F you and all these other words, and then he called my wife a B word and all that. He started going off. So I told him, I said, pull over, and I'll give you a fair one. He didn't want to pull over. So he tried to, you know, take off and talk trash, take off fast. So the car I got, he tried to take off and leave me. Nah, he wasn't going to leave me because the car I got a sport button on it. Once I hit the sport button, I caught up with him. Pulled up on the side and told him, hey, homie, just pull over. Let's get down, you know. Let's talk. You want to talk? I'll throw your hands in the air like you got peace, whatever. But he didn't want to do it. He kept on cussing. So he reached up on his little, like, reached up on his dashboard like he wanted to pull out a gun. And I kept walking towards his car. I'm like, hey, man, I got an S on my chest. You go ahead and do what you got to do. But I told you, stop cussing at me. Stop disrespecting my wife like that. And he kept on disrespecting. So when I got close enough, I spit in his face. You know, and then he tried. Then he pulled off, and I told my wife right then and there, I said, call the hood. That's where the hood is at. I called the homies, like the bat phone, you know, commissioner calling up Bruce Wayne. I rung the phone. All the troops came like it was a problem. And they told me, like, where he at? I was like, he took off, though. They like, okay, we'll find out who he is. We'll get you a fair one because I don't know what's up with guys, man. They got these female vibes in their body like they scared to take a whooping. It ain't no whooping. It's if you lose, you just, you know, you don't lose no fight. If you get into a fight, it's just win, lose, or draw. I don't care if I win. I don't care if I lose. As long as you know you've been in the fight with me. But, like, I was listening to the show the other night. I was waiting on y'all to come on, and I was listening to George Norrie. George Norrie was like, don't get into no rage roads with nobody. Be careful out there. People are going crazy. It kind of calmed me down a little bit till y'all came on, because I think David Bassett was still on. But, George, I was listening to him, and he told me, and I kind of calmed down. But I told the homies, I said, you know, whenever y'all run into him, just set it up so I can get a fair one because he better have his Nikes tied up tight because I'm going to have mine tied up tight. I'm going to make him read mine. I don't go looking for trouble, but when I run into him, he's going to least expect it. That's when you put hands on somebody. You don't go look for trouble. You run into him evidently, but you don't have to do it.
But, Sean, the problem, though, see, here's the thing. Like, I get angry when I'm driving around, too, occasionally, but I've never gone as far as you have gone. But the problem with getting into, like, a dust-up now, is that, you know, if it's an equal fight, if it's just fists, that's one thing. But then these guys, you know, they're bringing weapons. That's the problem, man.
I know that. See, like I say, Ben, being from the hood, you know the hood, you know the street. That's why you're saying that. But, like I say, I don't have a problem with giving a fair one. But if you got a gun and all that, I got one too. So fair exchange is not no robbery. But I don't ride around with guns in my car when I got my kids in the car. That's what I don't play. So, you know, you just got to be careful, you know. That's why I told him, you want to give me a fair one, I give you a fair one, you know, go from the shoulders. It's not no win, lose, or draw. Just go straight from the shoulders because I don't have no problem with getting down. That's how I was raised in the hood, period. You know, you lose a fight or you don't get down, that's when you get beat up by the homies, when you don't get down. So I just leave it like that, man. You know, just tell everybody be careful out there in these streets, man, because there's a lot of people out here that's frustrated in this world and what's going on in this world. So we got to be careful and keep our eyes open, man. Love the show, man. Y'all be careful. Tell Coop, man, happy 420 day when you get ready to chief up. Play the Parliament and play Red Man's first album. What the album? See y'all later, man.
All right, there you go. Sean the Hood Guy, Tales from the Hood. And Sean giving very graphic details there about a rhubarb that happened. Taking his kid to football practice and profanity, calling for backup. Jeez. Wow. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Do not put this person on the PGA Tour. Not PGA Tour bound. We'll get to that. We also have coming up in a little bit for your enjoyment. Well, we hope you enjoy it. We will have Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. But right now, over to Eddie Garcia we go. Get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight.
Oh, that road rage. I've never gotten into a fight, but there's been words exchanged.
Now, I'm passive aggressive. I'm like Aaron Rodgers or LeBron James. What I do is I'll drive up and I'll be flashing the bird, but I will not raise it up, so you will not see it. It is covered by the door. and I'll feel better because I'm giving you the bird, but you don't know I'm giving you the bird.
I feel better when I show him the bird, though. I want him to see it.
No, I know that, but yeah. I feel just as good because they think I'm not doing anything, but I am giving them the bird as I look ahead.
I understand.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a few minutes away, we'll have Sight to Bite, the great sports radio mystery, right around the corner. Well, not headed to the PGA Tour. Let's go now to a celebrity golf tournament. Bruce Arians, head coach of the Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he's got a golf tournament. Number of prominent NFL figures, many of them play for Bruce Arians, on hand. Well, Rob Gronkowski was in attendance at the golf event. They had a news conference there, a little promotion for the Bruce Arians event. But Gronkowski telling the assembled media that he will not be participating in this celebrity golf tournament. Now, why is that? Well, let's let Gronk explain exactly why he will not be golfing in the celebrity tournament.
Yeah, I didn't even golf in retirement. I wanted to get to it, but I just haven't gotten to golf yet. I feel like that's a sport for me down in the future. Everyone always asks me about it. You golf? I'm like, you know, it's kind of like too slow for me at the moment, but I'm starting to understand, like, as you get older and progress, like, you love the game of golf and you understand it. So I definitely want to get into golf, but I just haven't played in so long.
There you go. See, it's too slow. Golf is too slow for Gronk. That's a shot. He's taking a shot at Tom Brady when he said that, because Brady's a golfer. He's taking a pot shot. Let's go to the phone. Dick in Dayton is up next. Hello, Dick in Dayton.
Good morning, Ben and crew. How are you?
Good morning to you, Dick in Dayton. Now, we had a guy on earlier. I don't know if you were listening, but he confirmed he worked at a Bob Evans, Chris, and he confirmed that you did call us up from the payphone at the Bob Evans.
Oh, yeah. When they had the payphone, they don't have many more, Ben. Those were over the years that I started calling, you know, talk radio, you know.
Now, Dick and Dayton, I thought you were kidding. I didn't think you actually did that.
No,
I did not.
No, that's the one picture that the plain dealer, that was me at Steak and Shake.
Oh, was that from? No, that was from a Steak and Shake. Boy, you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's it like? You go to get a hamburger and then you're on hold for the radio station? Like, how's that work? Like, what's the plan? Do you eat first and then call in, or how's that?
Yeah, that's what I used to do, yeah. You know,
yeah,
sometimes,
sure.
The people have to use the phone, you know, but it's pretty. Last night,
yeah,
everybody, we got back together. There were 13 members.
We talking the Kettering Banjo Society?
Yes.
Yes.
We rocked the house.
You brought the house down?
Smith,
you killed it?
Yeah. On the trumpet. He sounded better than anybody down in New Orleans.
Wow.
John Weber did some old music, Kansas City, and, you know.
Wow.
But got this going. John says, well, we got somebody on talk radio. He says he's on the Ben Maller Show talking.
Wow, bro.
Get up here. I got to do the Worried Man song, and people, I got to do two songs last night, Ben.
Who? Yeah?
Worried Man, and I did a little bit, Rolling in My Baby's Arms. Oh, boy.
Rolling in My Baby's Arms.
Never heard of them.
You got to perform one of these songs on the air, Dick and Dayton. We've got to get this, we got to make this happen.
Well, I'll say one thing. Hold on a minute. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, and I won't be worried long. How's that?
Yeah! Dick and Dayton live, a cappella, encore, encore, encore. Bravo! Bravo! To the Dick and Dayton. Thank you, Dick. Good
You're
job.
You're welcome, Ben.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's right up there. Yeah, absolutely is. We've got some more audio to play now, Roberto. Yeah, you know what to do.
Right, Dick won't that. Be denied.
No. That was great. You ask for a song, the man gives you a song. The guy gives you a performance. Man's an entertainer, Eddie. He's an entertainer.
I would very much like to hear him play the banjo on the air with us at some point. I think that's what that's where you were going.
I would pay to hear him sing, man.
But he just sang.
Yeah, he sang.
For free. Now,
like the mandolin, I would take the mandolin.
Sure.
I'm a fan of the mandolin. I'm a Mahler man and a mandolin fan. It's true. Let's go to Doc Mike in Chicago. Hello, Doc. The legends are out, Eddie. It's Legends Night on the show.
What
legends
is that,
morning.
Shirley? Yeah, don't you get it? And thank you for letting me be the doctor for the Ben Mahler show.
Hey, Doc, you want to take some calls, Doc?
You bet.
All right, let's ask a doctor.
The enthusiasm is.
I know.
Let's get.
All right, let's Doc. That's what Doc wants. Let's start out with Scott, Blind Scott in Boston.
Oh,
you're on.
Boy, here we go.
You're on with Doc Mike, Blind Scott.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Hey, Josh. You know, I'm transitioning to female. I've been on hormones since last August. My head is all growing back and everything. I feel a lot better. You know, I finally feel like sharing this with the Mahler militia. I just want to know what you think about that, Doc.
Well, you know, there's three things you can do on those hormones, okay? And two of them I can't say on the air. But the other one is, you wait long enough, you'll probably transition back.
Why's that?
Well, I just had my testosterone test the other day, complete blood count, C-reactive protein, testosterone. The range for testosterone is about 500 to 1,100. Doc was 950.
You're such a masculine man.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, Doc, but hey, let me tell you another story. The other day I was walking through
the other one, that was a story. Well, that's good. You know, stay where you are.
Doc just sold me out on the radio. He just ripped me up.
Do what?
We should leave it there, Blind Scott, but send me some more financial advice. Let's have one more call for Ask a Doc, Doc Mike.
I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
Credit card Gordon in Ottawa. Hello, credit card Gordy.
How you doing? I sort of wanted to know if you still had the Jason Spezza card because it could double in value because he actually signed that, you know. Could be worth 20 cents.
All right.
I have a question for the doc.
Jason, you know, wake up.
Yes, go ahead, Gordy. You're on with Doc Mike in Chicago.
Doc Mike, do you know the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You can't make
hormones,
an enzyme,
hormones
right?
Hormones start in the brain, and we work with female hormones all the time. You can see them on my website. And enzymes start with food. Any other questions? Or are you hungry for women? Is that what your problem is?
Celtic Cross, why aren't they the Boston?
Hey, stop the laugh line. We want to hear this guy's answer. Go ahead. Are you hungry for women? Is that what it is?
Is that on the menu? I don't know. What is
hung
that?
Up.
What is
okay.
it, Deshaun
Bring
Watson?
Bring in another one. You know, when you have fail like that, you gotta press the next call button.
They dropped the guillotine on him, too.
All right. Doc, I got other things to do here, Doc, but I appreciate it there. Ask a Doc. We haven't done Ask a Doc in a while. He's not actually a doctor, but we have not done Ask a Doc in some time. Oh, that is great. I remember I used to listen to Dr. Drew back in the day. He hosted Love Line on the radio. I never heard him answer questions the way Doc Mike quite, you know, his answers are tremendous. All right, it is the Ben Mahler Show, Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite, right around the corner. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Poopy pie, you want a poopy pie?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, but catch up on shows you missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us 5 stars. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
And away we go. It is Cite the Bite. A lot of people enjoying Ask a Doc. And we might have to bring that back. I do that every once in a while. I can't do it too often because my bosses will get upset, but every once in a while we can do an Ask a Doc with Doc Mike. He's been calling my phone the last 5 minutes, by the way. Just out of control. All right, Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, and we will play an audio clip from the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days. Listen very closely and see if you can figure out who this mystery person is. Here we go.
The playoffs.
The playoffs. Two words. Not a lot to work with.
The playoffs.
I think that's what he said. The playoffs. Will anyone get this right on this week's edition of Cite the Bite? I am going to say caller 5, Eddie.
No one will get it.
No one will get this.
Playoffs.
Interesting. All right. Roberto.
Caller number 5.
Okay, caller number 5. And Coop DeLoop.
I think it's going to be caller number 3.
Number 3, interesting.
Yep.
Number 1.
Is that because you fed caller 3 the answer?
How do I know who you're going to pick?
That's a good point. All right, let's start out with caller number 1, and that would be Slim the Trucker. Slim the Trucker, someone from the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days. Hello, Slim the Trucker.
Hey, what's up, Ben Maller? I think this is from an interview you did with former Lakers Hall of Famer Stanislav Medvedenko. You love the Lakers.
Is it the great Medvedenko? Bogus answer. How dare you? Caller number 2 on Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. Let's go to Regina in Minnesota. Hello, Regina.
Good morning, my son.
Her fans call her Spin Cycle Regina.
Hello, sweetie. I think it's going to be Deshaun Watson coming out of hiding.
Deshaun Watson? Interesting. Has Deshaun Watson hit you up on Instagram to try to get a massage, Regina?
Well, you know, my concierge services do absolutely require dusting of knobs. So, yes.
Hello. All right. Is it? Whoa! All right, is it Deshaun Watson? Now, time for our first clue. This is the youngest player in NBA history to make 7 3-pointers. Youngest player in NBA history to make 7 3-pointers.
Playoffs.
There it is. Play it again.
Playoffs.
All right, caller 3, Jared.
Playoffs.
Yes, Jared in Kansas City.
What's up, Ben? How you doing? Long time no talk. How about those Royals first play? Let's just end the game right here. Is that Davion Mitchell from Utah Jazz?
Who?
He said Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell. Spider Mitchell. Is it? No, it's not Spider Mitchell. Sorry, Coop. You don't win the game. Sorry. All right. Caller 4 on Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. And how about Ronnie D? Who's up next? Hello, Ronnie D.
Hey, Ben. Great show tonight. And Doc Mike's hilarious. And so is Nick and Dayton. He's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy their work. What's on your mind here, Ronnie D? Do you have an answer?
How about, is it that big old D-bag, Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo Ball. Okay. No. But thank you, Ronnie D. Last clue. This is the youngest player to record 3 triple-doubles. All right. And youngest player in NBA history to make 7 3-pointers. Let's go to caller five, and that would be Justin in Cincinnati. Justin?
Luka Doncic.
That's a winner in your face, Chuck Garcia! Sight the bite. Another win for Maller. Good job by Roberto. Wow. We got it right. That is Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks.
Wow, what the hell?
You recently. But another loss for Eddie. You're so bad at these games.
Playoffs?
Sight the bite.
I just won earlier.
No, no one was listening earlier. They're listening now, Eddie. They weren't listening earlier.